Well, this morning we're going to talk about the Adams County Fair. It's going to be going on in Corning here this month, and we're going to talk today with Ava Rechtenbaugh, who's the county director and also the youth coordinator for Adams County. Ava, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, how long have you been involved in the Iowa State University Extension?
It has been over a year now.
Okay, so this isn't your first fair, right?
Nope, I started in May last year, so I got in on last year's fair.
Boy, they threw you right into the fire.
It was a little bit of baptism by fire, but I'm still here, so I survived it.
Well, I guess the point being, the fair isn't about one person. You've got to have a lot of volunteers. You've got to have great fair board support. You've got to have a lot of things going on to make a fair happen, right?
Yes, exactly.
Adams County, I assume you have a pretty good group?
Oh, yeah. We got a good group of kids.
Yeah, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about the fair. A lot of things going on during the Adams County Fair, and it's easy to find the Adams County Fairgrounds because if you know where the Speedway is in Corning, then you know where the fairgrounds are.
Exactly, yep.
Yeah, a lot of folks make that trip every year, and we always like to have a good time. And we get a chance to come down and visit with some youngsters during the fair as well to help promote some of the activities and things that they're doing. Let's start talking, first of all, about some of those things. Do you have a lot of youngsters, 4-H and FFA, involved?
Yeah, I would say, like, number-wise, we're probably sitting pretty steady compared to last year, just with the amount of exhibitors I have.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, number of livestock or static exhibits, livestock has definitely gone up in some areas. I've about, probably doubled my beef numbers from last year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I've actually heard that from some counties this year. They're talking about beef numbers going up, and we've kind of seen a steady decline over the years in some of the larger livestock. It's nice to see those numbers turn around.
Yes, absolutely. I would say swine is probably about pretty steady compared to last year. Goats, I've definitely got a few more. Actually, I have some more dairy goats this year for my 4-H members, which is kind of exciting to see. I don't see a whole lot of dairy usually. Meat goats are about steady. Poultry up a little bit, rabbits are up a little bit, and then sheep is about the same too.
Wow. Gonna have to start talking about expanding the fairgrounds, huh?
Yeah, that might be in our future.
Might need a new barn or two if things keep going in this direction. That's a good problem to have, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of youngsters get involved. Very good. Do you usually have a lot of youngsters with static exhibits?
Yeah, I would say we're pretty comparable to last year again. About the same number.
Good. Well, let's talk about some of the fun stuff and as far as scheduling and things go. When it comes to the livestock shows, are you staying pretty consistent with your schedule?
Yep. So we had to move the schedule around a little bit. So things are on different days that they have not been on in the past, but same organization of it where we have our horse show first, goat, sheep and goat show, swine show, poultry, rabbit, small animal, and then beef show in throughout the fair.
Okay, so just look for those little bit of changes in timing. It's tough to make changes in a schedule like that, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Everybody has an opinion when it comes to those things, and you've got to make it work for everyone so they can do all the things that they want to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, very good. Well, when it comes to some of the other activities and things too now, do you have a lot of stuff going on during the day for both adults and youngsters?
Oh, yeah. So, like, we can jump to Friday, for example. Friday, we have a lot of evening activities with, like, our awards program and cupcake auction for the Clover kids. We'll be presenting awards like our 4-H Hall of Fame, 4-H alumni, friend of 4-H, that kind of stuff, and then doing coronations for our Fair Queen and then Little Mister, Little Miss Adams. And then we also have a bags tournament that night, too, that people can participate in.
Yeah. I mean, horse show's on Thursday, but that's really kind of the kickoff event, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then we get into the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, lots of things going on during the course of. What are some of the highlights?
I would say some of my highlights. Saturday is, of course, Kids' Day. So for most of the day, we have a lot of kids' activities. So, like, we have bounce houses there, a lot of different vendors who are going to have activities for kids to kind of wander through and do, like, make and takes, STEM, that kind of stuff. They also have a science show that they'll be doing at some point in the morning. I think it's about 10 a.m. I'll have the conservation station there, too, for most of the day, so people can walk by, talk with them, see their demos that they do. We've got the Bill Riley Talent Show on Saturday. Sunday, we've got several shows going on that are pretty big draws, the swine show and whatnot. And then we've got some live music, meals going on, some grant presentations, and then of course, celebrity showmen in the evening.
Yeah, what are some of the evening highlights? Do you have some good entertainment lined up?
Yeah, Saturday we've got the races like usual. Mm-hmm. Sunday is our Barnyard Show Buddies and the Celebrity Showman Competition. And then Monday we have the livestock sale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't want to overlook the livestock sale because that's an important part of the fair for the youngsters. They put a lot of time, effort, and money into these raising these livestock. And this is their opportunity to, you know, make a couple of bucks and either – you know, continue to show in the, they, some of them put it into their future shows. Some of them put it into their college fund or whatever, but no matter what they do with it, it's important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Supporting what all the work they've gone through with it.
Yeah. Do you usually get pretty good support?
I would say yes. Our community has been very, very good at helping and promoting 4-H to youth and like making it worth their while, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Recognizing and honoring all the effort that they go to with their livestock and whatnot.
Yeah, well, it's important to support the youngsters, and that's one way to show it, with putting some money in their hands, you bet. Well, we'll talk a little bit about the food, Ava. We don't go to fair and starve to death. We go to fair partly because we want to enjoy all the good food we only get once a year, and good food, cold drinks, all that kind of stuff. So what you got for us this year? Lots of variety?
I would say quite a bit. We have a lot of breakfast food, actually. So, like, Saturday and Sunday, we both have some breakfast there. So, Saturday, I have my youth counselors serving a breakfast at 8:30. And then Sunday, Rural Development has breakfast at 7:30. So, if you're there super early for the swine show, you can pick up breakfast while you're there.
Excellent. And plenty of stuff, I assume, throughout the week.
Yes, we've got some lunches going on. So, like, the Extension Council will be serving their lunch at 11 on Saturday.
Okay.
Sunday, we will have Rural Development is also doing a meal in the evening, and then Monday, Youth Council has an ice cream social before the sale, and then Fair Board is also serving their meal that night as well.
Sure, and I assume the food stand will always be available.
Mm-hmm. What's we should have some food trucks and whatnot there.
Oh, good. All right. What's your favorite?
Oh, that's a hard one to answer. I'm always partial to, like, something cold during fair because it never fails that the week of fair is just the hottest week you're ever going to get. So I enjoy anything cold.
Hot, muggy, and usually kind of dry, it seems like, a little bit of dust. So, yeah, you do work up a little bit of a thirst during the course of, so we're always looking for something good there, too. Yeah, you bet.
Yes.
Is there a show that you particularly enjoy? Do you get to enjoy any of the stuff during fair? I know you're busy and you got stuff to do, but do you get a chance to enjoy a few of the shows?
Oh, yeah. I actually tend to try and go to all the shows just to keep official results and whatnot. So I like being on that side of the fence. I was a 4-H'er myself in past years, and it's kind of fun to, like, take the moment to relax and watch other kids' show instead of worrying about it myself. My favorite show... I kind of like them all for different reasons, I guess. It's hard to pick a favorite.
Wow. You're getting into politics later, aren't you? Trying to cut it right down the middle there. Yeah, no, it's always fun. And I kind of enjoy watching some of the younger kids' show.
Yes.
Because sometimes it's their first opportunity, and it's fun to kind of watch their eyes open to what's out there. And do you have good leadership amongst the youngsters? You work closely with the youngsters in 4-H. Do you have a lot of good older 4-H'ers that are good leaders for the young Clover kids?
Yes, I would say a lot of our older exhibitors are really good at helping out the younger ones or giving them advice, kind of giving them a hand up and not just leaving them by the wayside.
Yeah, well, you've got to have participation, but it helps to have active participation when it comes to an organization like 4-H, too.
Mm-hmm.
And the FFA programs are strong around Southwest Iowa, so we usually have pretty good involvement there as well. And it's just good to have people there. So do you get a lot of folks that will come out and spend several days at the fair?
I would say so, yeah. Since we have most of it on the weekend, it kind of acts as entertainment, so then you can go hang out there. If you know people who are showing, the people who are showing are likely going to live at the fair for the most part for that span of 4 days. So going to hang out with them, seeing what else is at the fair with all the activities we have going on throughout the day, you can always pretty much find something to be doing.
It's pretty rare when you find a child who's only showing one thing at the fair anyway. So they're usually going to be there multiple shows, multiple days.
Yep.
Yeah, very good. Well, lots going on. Again, that horse show is on Thursday, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, all of those activities going on at the fairgrounds there in Corning. And again, don't forget, if you can support with the livestock sale at 6:30 Monday, July 13th, they'd sure appreciate that. Do you are you looking for more folks to get involved? Is there anything they have to do prior to the livestock sale to be involved in that?
Not really. As long as you come up, talk to our clerk, and get a buyer's number, you are pretty much good to go.
Okay. Very good. That's an important way to support. Well, lots going on at the Adams County Fair. We'll be, again, visiting with some of the youngsters there at the fair coming up here as well. So we hope folks join us for that. And come on out and have a good time. Ava Rechtenbaugh with us here this morning. She's the county director and youth coordinator in Adams County. Ava, thanks for all you do and appreciate all the volunteer support you get. Hope you have a great fair.